The BBC hands you over now to the Club Akimbo Bletchley for Britain's first public access cable radio show.
By day, they are humble councillors working in the town hall, Bletchley. By night, they are humble councillors probably asleep somewhere. But in between, they present... Truly, Madly, Bletchley!
And here is your host, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Dutton.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Truly Madly Bletchley. And it's a special show this week, folks. Yes, this week we'll be giving away a house. Yes, number 36, Bobby Boulevard, could be yours. All you have to do is
ring in and answer the following...
Pardon, what?
Number 36, Bobby Boulevard, that's my house.
Yes. Problem, Mr. Batley?
Well, you can't give away my house.
Why ever not?
Well, for a start, I'll have nowhere to eat my dinner.
Mr. Batley, what rank are you?
Junior assistant in the cleansing department.
Exactly. Well, you see, I'm council leader, which means I'm better than you, and therefore allowed to give away your house.
I protest.
No, let me explain. Me, council leader, you low down. Me allowed to give house away. You not permitted to protest. You stand on sidelines, very upset. We not care.
This is the unacceptable face of local politics.
Now, look, it's all in the contract. Look. Dear Mr. Dutton, you are hereby contracted by the BBC to provide not less than 3 hours of audible entertainment. You must produce a series that adheres to the guidelines of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. Oh, and by the way, you're allowed to give Mr. Batley's house away any time you want. No skin off our nose, mush.
Give me that.
Black and white, see?
Give it to me here.
What? No, get off.
You've added that on, in crayon.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
I can do that.
What?
Here's my contract. Dear Mr. Batley, you are engaged to appear in a BBC radio show. This means you are now married to Mr. Dutton's wife, and you can also have his watch.
Go on, give me that. Give me that contract.
Gentlemen, please. On the agenda this week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be going over to the Reading Cemetery for the grave-digging Olympics.
And they're off. And Walter Filson from St. Jude's pass away there with a 6-inch thrust into the soil and his afterclipped steel alloy shovel going up and down like a woodpecker on crack. Peter the Spade, really, from All Saints Dulwich, close behind with a respectable 4 inches. Now the air's full of clods of earth. Difficult to see them. They're really speeding up. Morgan, Tombstone, O'Reilly digging so fast he's nearly out of sight. Over to Trevor, graveside.
We'll be profiling Britain's first profit-making lifeboat.
Help! Soon they'll be out of there, sir. Now they're there. What type of rescue would you like, sir? Deluxe, standard or basic?
Just get me out of here.
Look, he wants the basic, Fred. Now, you're quite sure about that, sir? Because another tenner gets you a blanket and a cup of Bovril.
Oh, just put me aboard, will you?
All in good time, sir. Right, that'll be 20 quid, please.
20 quid?
Oh, I can take a check.
Oh, for God's sake, take the cash.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, you haven't got anything smaller, have you, sir?
Smaller?
And you're our first customer today, you see. We haven't got a float. Float. Get it, sir? Float.
We'll be playing clips from the new BBC hospital drama, Tree Surgeons.
Saw. Sandpaper.
Sandpaper.
Clear that sap up, will you, nurse?
Bind your backs!
What is it, Donald?
Bad storm in the New Forest. I've got 83 silver birches out there, all of them needing bark grafts. We're talking Sawdust City. Welcome to the real world, sister.
Truly, madly, Bletchley, spreading good butter on the radio crumpet.
It's common knowledge that wrestling is largely rehearsed. But what of other sports? Well, we hid our microphones at a recent training session of javelin throwers.
All right, darlings, icicle on set, please. Javelins at the ready, standing proud. And action! And cut! That was Marvy, darling. Some super throwing there. Nigel.
Yes, Jill.
Bit more oomph in the run-up, dear. I'm not believing you.
No?
No, every step you take to the starting line has got to say, look at me! I'm a javelin thrower. I'm naked in front of you. I'm going to throw this bloody stick through the air or perish in the attempt. Sally.
Yes, sweetie.
I love that little twist you did with the elbow, dear. Keep it in.
Will do, Jess.
Now then, everyone to me. Everyone from the top. But remember, when you reach the touchline and launch your javelins...
Yes?
Teeth and lips, darling. Teeth and lips.
Now, before the show, we invited you, Joe Public, to set a special challenge to a workmate of your choice. So, Mr. Joe Public, who have you chosen?
I've chosen Mr. Kevin Goodberry, who works as a store detective at Arden and Ob.
And what does your job entail, Mr. Goodberry?
Well, I stop the kids from nicking stuff, mainly, you know. Cassettes, sweets, that kind of thing.
And what have you been challenged to do?
I've been challenged to infiltrate the leadership of the Sicilian Mafia. The major gang leaders in Palermo and terminate their command with extreme prejudice.
I see. And you've got to do this before the end of the programme?
That's correct.
It's a bit of a tall order for a store detective, isn't it?
Well, it was either that or do a strip tease, and I'm not dandling my tack in front of anybody.
I see. Well, chop chop then, you stupid fool.
Visit Bletchley's World of Chickens!
Yes, there's fun for all the family at what is perhaps the Southeast's premier chicken park.
Stroll through the grounds and watch these fascinating animals at work and play in their natural environment.
Relax in a good tea room, which we have, and watch the chickens through the window, if you want.
There's a mini assault course, bouncy castle for the toddlers, a wild flower garden, gift shop, and of course, chickens, chickens, chickens. Lots of them.
For those more adventurous, why not visit our Chicken Show Caves, an underground network of tunnels containing waxworks of some of the most evil chickens of history, including Feathered Bob, the cutthroat pirate chicken of the 18th century.
Or why not gasp at the daredevil antics of our rare aquatic chickens as they leap and frolic in the swimming pool, jump through hoops, allow children to ride on their backs. Some say it's a healing experience to swim with a chicken. Others say it's a rather messy experience, best forgotten.
Enter the debate now by visiting Chicken World.
Minutes from the A40.
Chickens, they're better than you think.
Do anything interesting last week, Mr. Batley?
Not really, Mrs. A. I began a new job at a bathroom factory. But it was a bit strange, though.
Why's that?
Well...
Ah, Mr. Batley, now you've been at Willoughby and Cataracts for, nearly a week now.
That's right, sir.
Is the world of bathroom fittings all it's cracked up to be?
Well, everyone's been very kind, sir. I've settled in fine. There is one thing.
Yes?
Nothing major. I'm achieving my sales targets. The department's made me feel very welcome. It's just that...
Yes?
Well, I'm having a little trouble adjusting to the Satanism.
Yes. Were you a Satanist before you joined the company?
No, I was in kitchen planning.
Ah, so you had no experience at all of worshipping the dark forces of nature?
Not really, no. I used to go bird watching.
Where's the job description? Yes. The successful applicant must show initiative, team spirit, be good with figures, and pledge allegiance to the great god Baal, unholy lord of the living dead. Yes, it's all here in black and white.
But, Mr. Saunders, I just want to sell bathroom fittings.
We all want to sell bathroom fittings, Mr. Batley.
Yes, but I fail to see how sacrificing a chicken at sales meetings can boost our productivity.
And now that's where you're wrong. Look at this. There are the figures for the shark fin multi-nozzle power shower before we invited Beelzebub to take over our lives. And these are the figures since. Sums can't lie, Mr. Batley. If you want to shift to 4 dozen bathroom suites a month, Satan's your man. Never mind your 1 minute managers and your how to win friends and influence people. For Willoughby and Cataract, it's the horned beast every time. Cup of blood.
No, thank you.
How about some goat's urine?
Well, I...
A pot of goat's urine, Mrs. Turner, and a plate of lark's beaks.
Coming up, sir.
Yeah, wonderful woman. Now, Mr. Batley, I fully understand your qualms. It's not every day a kitchen salesman's asked to dance naked in the park every morning singing I Love the Antichrist.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
But believe you me, you'll thank me in the long run. When you return from a hard day's work flogging 150 shower curtains to a hotel in Reading, you'll say to yourself, thank heavens I took Mr. Saunders' advice and drank the vomit from the skull of a ferret. Mr. Cartwright, good of you to pop in. Do you know Mr. Batley?
Pleased to meet you.
Mr. Cartwright's head of marketing. He's only been with us 6 months. He's already half wolf, half dragon. Is that right, Mr. C? Yes, down there. And he's off to a conference in Leicester in his BMW. That could be you, Batley. Good luck, Mr. C.
I don't want to let you down, Mr. Saunders, but you see...
Lord of the undead, I welcome you unto the place.
Look,
Lord...
all I want to do is to flog bathroom taps.
Mr. Batley, will you do something for me?
What?
Dress up as a goat?
No.
No, please, I like you.
No.
Mr. Fawcett dressed up as a goat, and he's on the fourth floor now.
Mr. Saunders, this is preposterous. I could have reported you for illegal business practices. This is without doubt the most depraved activity I've had the misfortune to encounter. And I, for one, do not want any part of it.
The seven virgins have arrived, Mr. Saunders.
Where shall I hang my coat?
Mr. Dutton? Mr. Dutton?
Good gracious, it's our store detective, Mr. Goodbury. I'd forgotten about him. How are you getting on in your infiltration of the Mafia, Mr. Goodbury?
Not bad. I'm outside the Villa Corleone in Sicily, the home of Gianfranco. Oh, I'll set fire to your mother if you ask me the time, Will Motto. But he won't be a match for me, I'm telling you.
Si.
Signor Will Motto?
Si.
Come on, son, come quietly. I know where your mum and dad live.
Inglese.
What are you doing with that?
What? Oi. Mr. Goodbury?
I've shot him.
Oh, God.
That does it. I'm telling your red master, you young whippersnapper.
Poor old Mr. Goodbury.
Yes, I think he bit off more than he could chew there, really.
Yes. Well, folks, doesn't that silly old clock just go round and round without ever getting off and saying, hold on, I'm dizzy. We've entertained you with songs, business tips, hobby ideas, and yes, we've even killed someone. But let's not view the death of Mr. Goodbury as a tragic waste of human life. No, instead, let's view it as a bit of a laugh.
Our show has come to a close. Well, I don't know about you, sir, but I feel strangely cleansed.
Yes, I feel strangely cleansed too.
Time, like a drain pipe, has... Ah, it's gone.
From the Scout Hut in the High Street, we can hear the strains of the local Darby and Joan Club still rehearsing Emmanuel.
Oh, Mrs. Butterfield, cover me in complan and humiliate me. Ooh!
One by one, the animals from Bletchley Zoo, their day's work over, clock off for the night and wend their way home through the darkened streets.
And it only remains for me to say, tune into the Club Akimbo next week, folks, and Mickey Benelli, play that song.
You've been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, a radio entertainment presented by members of Bletchley District Council. The show was written by Julian Dutton and starred Liz Fraser, David Batley, Toby Longworth, Simon Godley and Julian Dutton, with special guest Enrico Valdez and his orchestra. The producer was Dirk Maggs.